This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
This is an interview, and recorded interview. And now, members of the St. Tierney Girls Guides in Dundrum, South Dublin, they felt so strongly about the need for decisive action to be taken by world leaders at the COP21 UN Climate Summit taking place last week. And this week they wrote to the politicians here in Ireland and they urged them to take stronger action. Now, they received loads of letters from the Taoiseach, from John Burton, from Olivia Mitchell, and one from Alex White as well, and he said he'd like to meet him, so they went off and met him, and he said that they would take necessary steps to ensure a greener future for everyone. And the video can be seen on Irish Girl Guides YouTube channel. And now, the girls are aged 10 to 12, and they told the minister that together with the 10 million members of the World Association of Girls Guides and Girl Scouts, and they have a representation in 146 countries, that they were demanding action on climate change before it's too late, and they want leaders to agree to a maximum rise in global temperature of 1.5 degrees Celsius. Girls, they're absolutely terrific. So we'll have a listen to, following the meeting, Fiona Murdoch, Communications Officer for Irish Girl Guides, asked three of the girls, which was Kate Mulcahy, Anya Caffrey and Louise O'Reilly, if they were worried about climate change. And this is how they answered. This is that interview.
We are, because if we don't take action now, the world will be awful and we'll have to suffer in future generations.
Yeah, and if we, like, don't, we'll have our good life now and they'll have their bad one. Kidding.
Yeah, of course, because we could die from this and other living things could die from this.
You've just met with Alex White, Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources. What was your message to him?
We wanted him to go for the 1.5 degrees rather than the 2, because even if we don't get 1.5, you're better off seeing the lower one, because then when you're negotiating in the middle will be lower down than if you said 2.
Aisling, you've been running this guide unit for over 2 years now, and you decided to take the initiative with your guides to write to various politicians and you spoke to the girls about climate change and these issues. What was the response that you got?
And the response that we got was absolutely fantastic. I introduced the topic with the girls because in guiding we try and do quite a bit of development education with them. I know when I was a guide myself, we did quite a lot of work around the Millennium Development Goals, and I learned so much from that I decided that my own girls need to learn about these type of issues and learn about the issues that are most impacting on their lives. So we wrote letters to all the ministers and our local TDs, and I was absolutely amazed by the response. We got letters back from Taoiseach, Antonista, our local TD Olivia Mitchell, and then Minister Alex White for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources, who actually said that she would like to come and visit the unit before he went to COP21, because he wanted to understand the girls' opinions and their views on what needs to be done. I'm so proud of my girls. They really showed that 10, 11, 12 year olds, they aren't little kids, of which we often treat them as. While we may need to simplify language for them to understand these big issues, they're more than capable of understanding the issues, and we need to realise that in how we educate them, in how we treat them. While they are still children, they need to be heard. They can't vote, but they are the future of the country, and they are really concerned about issues that are going to be impacting on their lives, and that may not be impacting on leaders' lives or politicians' lives, but will be impacting on their lives when they go and have kids and when their grandkids are alive.
And as a remote delegate for COP21, what's your own hope for an agreement at COP21?
My own hope is that we get a really, really, really strong agreement that deals with issues such as climate justice, and that will have common but differentiated agreements within it, so that the countries that are suffering the most and the countries that have caused the most damage, and that this is recognised within the agreement, that do need to do more than others. I also really would hope to see a 1.5 degree cap on temperature rises. I know people don't think that that's possible. I think it can be possible. I think countries are reluctant to move towards renewable energy and move away from fossil fuels, but it is possible. If they were just to invest a bit more money, stop investing in fracking and tar sands and things like that, and start investing in things that are actually going to sustain us into the future, that are going to become a huge part of our girls' lives, that can actually sustain us, so that we can continue living in the society we live in without having huge impacts on small island nations, which will just be washed away if we go to 2 degrees Celsius. I also really want to see quite a lot in the agreement about education for girls and young women, and education in terms of survival skills, because we've seen so many times that girls and young women don't have the survival skills to be able to survive the horrible things like floods, because they haven't been taught how to swim or climb. And there also needs to be recognition of the fact that in refugee camps, of which we're going to see so much more of if climate change continues the way it's going, that there is a huge risk to girls and young women of rape and sexual assault, and that's something that really needs to be dealt with and needs to be put into an action plan as a key part of the COP21 agreement.
Okay, well, our fingers are crossed, Aisling. Thanks very much. And if anybody wants to find out more about Irish Girl Guides, they can go to irishgirlguides.ie.
This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.